Welcome to the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. This is your podcast for all things hockey. On this podcast, we talk about past history to the modern day and what you can do to grow the sport. I am your host, Adam Rothstein. All right, let's get to the show. Okay, the explicit one is going to go on for this. Okay, so we had an issue with five of the former players of the 2018 World Junior Canada team. And they were accused of some very heinous actions, to say the least. Captain Paul of the Locker Room YouTube channel said that, you know, we don't have all the information. And of course we don't. So let's get into this on the WHYY.org article. Okay, so five players from Canada's 2018 World Junior team have a leave of absence from their current clubs in recent days amid a report that five members of that team had been asked to surrender to police to face sexual assault charges. NHL players Michael McLeod and Cal Foote of the New Jersey Devils, Carter Hart of the Flyers, and Carter Hart, really big name there. I was surprised to learn about that when it came on here. Dylan Dube of the Flames and the former player Alex Formentin, who is now with a team in Europe, all have been granted indefinite leave with the absences announced over the past 4 days. Message from agents. London, Ontario police launched an investigation in 2022 after word emerged that Hockey Canada had settled down a lawsuit with a woman who said she was sexually assaulted by eight members of the gold medal winning team at a gala. The Globe Mail sightings unnamed sources reported Wednesday that five players from that team were asked to surrender to police in the city hallway between Toronto and Detroit to face charges of sexual assault. I have an issue with us just being accused, and there's and everything, and until everything goes to trial and is proven beyond a reasonable doubt, should we say that something has been done, is my position. I don't want to have another Duke lacrosse situation or Emma Sokolowitz from, I believe, Pittsburgh. I could be wrong on that. Or another Jackie situation out of UVA from those colleges, because these are, at the time, essentially college-aged guys. They were not in university at the time. I don't believe they were ever went to any university, or at least in North America. Maybe they did at the time, but I don't want to jump to any conclusions, okay, on any of this. Is this bad for, you know, newcomers to hockey when they see this? Yeah, and we get bad reputations, of course, and it's not necessarily, you know, and it's not representative of all hockey players, okay? You know, many, you know, it's disappointing when you see, like, big names like Carter Hart, you know, wind up there. But it's like, this was in 2018. This was almost 6 years ago. Then in 2022, did we see anything? But why wait all that time, too? I hope I don't get canceled for this, but I am still not, I'm not definite either way, and I've got to choose my words wisely. But, you know, if I come out on either side, you know, I could be painted as the bad guy. I'm just saying, let's wait for all the facts. Let's not rush any conclusions on this right now. Okay, I'll read you this statement from Danny Briere. "I really can't tell because we don't know anything," Briere said. "We're not aware of anything. I think there's a lot of speculation. That's all we know." And that's a perfect statement to end this on, okay? And Briere has been, you know, Briere had, at least, I'm not sure if his son graduated or not from college yet, but, you know, his son was dealt with repercussions after taking that wheelchair from that handicap lady, and he was punished from his hockey team, and he couldn't play in D1 club. You know, and his father was like pissed off. So it's like, you know, Briere's got a good head on his shoulders. So I think let's just follow the words of Briere at this point, and if anything develops, I'll let you know, okay? Now, to the lighter side of things. I want to talk about the PWHL, and again, I've probably said this before, but I really think this is the league that can be, you know, can really shine and just be an example of what women's sports should be. You know, you shouldn't have to deviate much from your initial game. Now, remember, I like the prison gate rule, as I'm calling it, where, you know, the shorthanded team can score on the power play team and then get their player out of the box and then come back in, and then it's 5-on-5 and you're rolling too. That is amazing, but only if there's one rule where you can still have a castle rule, and that is, and what I mean by that is the power play team gets to stay on the power play for 2 minutes the entire way. And that's actually how it used to be in the NHL, by the way, oddly enough, if a team was on the power play, you know, back 100 years ago, it would last for 2 minutes long, and potentially you could score 2, 3, 4 goals in that time. You had to be really good to score 4, but you score 3 goals in 2 minutes, which is, you know, good. There's a good chance you're going to be liking, you know, there's a good chance that goal is going to be pulled though, but I do think that should last as well. If you're going to have this prison gate rule as well, you should have the castle rule and go in and storm the castle. Get it? Because the power play team is storming their opponent's castle because they have the man advantage. So that's what I want to see out of women's hockey. But great start to the prison gate rule. I like it a lot. They're also not shy to throw their bodies and their hips and their shoulders around. You know. Typically, when I grew up seeing the North Dakota Fighting Sioux, which was on channel 1500 from Comcast at the time, and you had to like scroll to like that secret channel that SpongeBob talked about. Scroll past that secret channel that SpongeBob talked about. You had to, you know, once you got to channel 1589 or whatever it was at the time, you actually could watch women's hockey. And the commercials were not anything on the channel was, it was not like, oh yeah, go, you know, Nike, there weren't really Nike commercials. There weren't anything really traditional. It was like, there were a lot of commercials with like morals. It's like optimism, doing the right thing sort of thing. And then, and you know, it's like, you know, being a good person. A lot of moral commercials on that channel as well. So I just wanted to lay that out with how I had to find the channel. But seeing the game of the North Dakota Fighting Sioux, both the men's, both, you know, the women's specifically, is that they weren't throwing their bodies around. And I thought, that's interesting. They're not checking. They're more reliant on skill. And then for some of the women that came in and, you know, some of these women obviously had to play with their brothers or they were in a boys' league at one point because, you know, that did get them prepped for D1 NCAA hockey. But they weren't checking. And unless you were up in North Dakota or you were somehow crafty with the TV remote in the mid-Atlantic, you're not going to see this on television too. But I like the product of that too. But I thought, you know, let the girls hit. We let them wrestle. We let them, I don't know what else. There was really wrestling. There was, and we let them box against each other. We let them, in high school hockey, obviously we had a girl on our team and she hit, she checked on the same shift I did. And then I threw a check. She threw a check. Check, my cheated teammate threw a check. There was checks everywhere here. You know, it's like old McDonald had a farm in that sense. Here, there, everywhere, check sort of thing. And, you know, like, now, of course, you know, the impact of their hits is not going to be that good, but it's like, it's always going to be enough to get that their opponent off the puck, which is the goal. It's not, I mean, when you throw a check, you know, is it fun when you can collide with someone and the glass shakes a bit on the board sort of thing? Yes, but your goal is to separate the player from the puck. That is your goal. You don't have to be a big hitter. Crosby's not a big hitter in the NHL. Danny Briere himself was not when he played. Gretzky was not clearly, but he managed to separate the puck from his opponents. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. But I am glad they get to have this extra piece in there, and it's really making for some great hockey too. And right now they are, Montreal is at Minnesota and we're tied 1-1 in the third. There's 16:35 to go. And I'm just like watching this right now as I'm talking to you, because I don't want to have to rush this at this point. So I'm listening. So I guess I'm watching this with the sound muted on YouTube right now. But Minnesota's home. And right now I'm looking at this. Now, it's not a packed barn right now in Minnesota. There's definitely some space. There's clearly, I can see a whole section with no one sitting in it right now, but there are things like, of course there is, it's like the main season and someone just took a penalty whose name I don't know, and there's the replay. Okay, yeah, that's a slash. It's a slash right on the hand, apparently. Can't do that. Okay, the call was tripping, but yeah, you're not allowed to trip in there, so good call by the ref. But I mean, and there's still going to be penalties too, but right there. So actually, so there's that. What else is there to talk about right now? Oh, the All-Star Game. All-Star Game is coming up, and I've got to tell you that we've got so much. Okay, it's 4-on-4 right now between Montreal and Minnesota. Alex Ovechkin is not going to be playing in the All-Star Game. He wants to take a break. I really do think that there is something that we have been missing other than this recent injury on his knees. But I do think that maybe there is a point where you just, where you can break down after repeated hits. I'm not talking injuries necessarily. I'm talking about like an incremental amount of play. Your body's just done, and maybe this just takes it with you into your 70s or your 80s or something. But you know, you get to this point, and you're like, you know, maybe that it's just a hard impact. It's not like, you know, the Paul Kariita, Scott, God damn, I can't believe I'm like messing his name, but it's not like a Paul Kariita hit situation. It's not like a big body layout situation that's going to get you. It's like the overall amount of incremental, you know, hits that's going that could just do it. It could wear you down. This is a tough game. And maybe Ovechkin was going through something that we did not know about, but it's a shame. I'm glad we will have PWHL representatives at this game. Or, I'm sorry, for the skills competition. I like that. Now they're nothing like, now, obviously, you know, it's fun to see Serenier spoil Forsberg, but it's not, but, you know, actually, I think it's just a good thing. I think it's an overall good thing, too. But we don't know, yeah, but I'm sorry, I'm like just like lost for words right now. I'm watching the game right now. So I'm a bit distracted. I'm gonna think. The one thing, so speaking of body checking, the All-Star Game isn't really a hit focused thing. I mean, you know, they'll try to take the puck away from you, but I am glad that Bedard's going to be in it. He's going to be, you know, rolling. He's the youngest to do it sort of thing. I like that. I like how he's going to... I like that he's going to be the youngest All-Star, younger than Gretzky. But, you know, I am, you know... It's going to be on February 1st. We have a week. We're a week away from seeing this, okay? And you know, the All-Star Game in hockey is nothing like baseball. It's not the Pro Bowl. It's not the NBA All-Star Game. It's fun. It is just good, clean hockey. And it's and it doesn't need to be hard-hitting, too. And you know, and the players need their rest. They're not going to be playing too hard. They're not going to be, it's not the seventh game of the Stanley Cup final. And it's just fun to go in person. I've never been in person, but that's what I've been told. Yeah, so there's that. Scotiabank Arena for the Maple Leafs. You've got that. Mr. Matthews will be playing in his home barn. So there, that I like. That's what you want to see as well. What else is there to really talk about? I don't think I'll... If I go away for a week or a few days or something, don't be mad because I'm just not getting the numbers and I'm still trying to build something out. So I guess I'm hanging... I'm not hanging this up temporarily, but I'm just going to say that I want... I want the sport of hockey to grow. I'll be working on a different audiobook sort of thing, and I want this to succeed with as well. But I'm trying to earn extra money on the side. I've got about $100 or so coming in. Maybe it's going to be 120 or 130, depending on what happens and what I sell over the course of the next few days. But I will, but it's going to be good. But I need to focus my priorities on certain things right now. And I like this sport, but I've got to grow the business for myself, my future family. Even though I don't have a family yet, I will get one. Calm down. The future, just having to let this go and just make sure that I succeed with whatever endeavors I decide to do, whether it's with web development, whether it's with audio, I've got to make sure I take care of this first. So if I go away for a little while or I just post an episode once in a blue moon, don't be mad. Be glad because I got to interview some amazing people over the course of my podcast journey. So with that being said, everyone, take care. And have a wonderful night and day and afternoon. Peace out. Check out all the links. Share this with everyone you know. And with that being said, I'll see you in the next blue moon. Peace.